back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN on this Friday morning. In the studio with me, I have Riley County Extension Director Jennifer Wilson, Karen Hilbert with Manhattan Commission and Visitors Bureau, still hanging around with us. I'm Brady Bowman, and we're talking about the Riley County Fair that is coming up before you know it.
Look at those dates. 3 weeks.
3 weeks, July 26th through the 30th. 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
That's what I tell myself every morning when I get to work. You only have 3 weeks.
Just stare into a mirror going, 3 weeks. Wow.
You have to psych yourself up.
You do. But, I mean, there's a reason to. We got a good fair.
Exactly. We have, you know, I've been to a lot of fairs in the state of Kansas, and I think we have one of the best.
You know,
I might be biased, but I think we have one of the best.
Right. And Karen, you've mentioned this before. This is something as far as the Manhattan CVB, this is something that you guys champion as well, that it brings a lot of different
Absolutely.
Folks in town.
Absolutely, yes. It is a great event, and I would agree with Jennifer. The partnership of being able to showcase 4-H work with the Riley County Fair, Call Valley Rodeo, is a great way to get people that can be introduced to 4-H as well as to rodeo. And so it's a great partnership that Manhattan has, and people do come from all over for the evening to enjoy the activities and the entertainment. Jennifer's going to talk about some of the fun entertainment that is going to be taking place this year.
Let's talk about that. Good segue.
We do. Thanks to Flint Hills Auto, we have an free entertainment tent where we will have live music both Friday and Saturday evenings. On Friday evening, April Zieber and her band will play some country western hits in there. And then on Saturday evening, we will have Chappie and his Motown hits in the entertainment tent. So on Friday evening, it's a great opportunity. Karen mentioned the Blue Valley Pork Producers Pork Barbecue that will take place on Friday evening from 5 to 7. So you can come up to the Potter Fall Patio, get that pork burger, beans, chips, ice cream, and a drink, all just for $8.
That's a pretty good deal.
It's a really good deal. Yeah. It is a full meal. You will be full. Bring that over to the entertainment tent and enjoy live music while you're there. So it really doesn't get much better than that.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And one thing, I'm looking at the flyer here, and I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, Jennifer, but the Spiro Challenge Course, is that new or is this?
This is a new activity, and I don't know if John Job has been in here to talk about this yet, but...
Hint, John. Come on. Come on now.
I think he will be in one of these days to talk about this. But, you know, John has a passion for science, technology, engineering, and math programs, and so this is a brainchild of John. He works with a STEM 4-H club each month, and they do various challenges like this. This will be an opportunity for any youth in the community to take part in the Sphero Challenge. So if you have a child who maybe is a budding engineer, this would be a wonderful opportunity for them. They will work together in small engineering teams to design a Sphero obstacle course. And Spheros are little bitty robots that you can program. And the youth will design these obstacle courses on Tuesday, July 24th, from 10 to 2 p.m. out at the fairgrounds. There's a $10 registration fee for that event that covers lunch and all of the supplies that they will use. Then during the fair, the courses that these young people design will be on display. And at various times throughout the fair, the public can come in and try to drive the Sphero through the course, as I understand it. This is why John really needs to come and explain it, because he understands it so much better than I do.
I'll give him a shout. We'll work something out for sure.
That would be a great idea to have him come out. And there is limited registration for this event, so please go online to riley.ksu.edu to get your young person signed up for this. Again, that event will take place on Tuesday, July 24th. It is out at the fairgrounds. This is before the fair actually begins, before any of the exhibits come in, but we'll have lots of room for them to work and learn during the Sphero Challenge Day.
Really just an example, and it's what I love about fairs of all levels, but especially a county fair. It's such a display of kind of past, present, and future in so many different ways. And, you know, going with that, kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum of this Spiro Challenge course, you have the tried and true tradition of the Kaw Valley Rodeo.
Exactly. 43rd annual Kaw Valley Rodeo.
43 years.
43
wow.
years. So that is a very long-standing tradition here in Riley County. The rodeo will provide three nightly performances, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. Thursday evening is Military Appreciation Night, and we're so appreciative of Karen and her staff at the Chamber and Convention and Visitors Bureau to be able to sponsor the Military Appreciation Night with free tickets for members of the military. Many of those tickets will be handed out on post through the units on post. But I understand, Karen, you all have a limited number of those available.
Yes, we do. And those go very, very quickly. So we encourage you to come down to 501 Points Military to get your complimentary tickets.
Can also get those at Navy Federal Credit Union and Briggs, I believe.
I believe that's correct. Yes, I believe that's correct.
Marcia could set us, Janet could
Janet
set,
could set us
both straight.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
She has, but...
Well, and
my brain's full.
Yeah, and for those, the general public, you can purchase your tickets at AmPride, Copies for Less, Dara's, both Dillon's, the Outpost Western Wear, Yeehaw Country Outfitters, as well as GTB Meats in Riley and Vanderbilt's in Wamego. So there's an opportunity for the general public to purchase their tickets at those outlets as well.
And it's a great idea to purchase those ahead of time because they are a little bit less expensive when you buy them ahead of time and you don't have to stand in line at the gate to purchase the ticket.
Think about future you, right?
Exactly. It's going to be hot out there. You know, the great thing is, though, the rodeo doesn't start until 8 p.m., and by the end of July, the sun is just headed over the horizon about that time. So usually it does cool off by the time the rodeo starts. And it's always great entertainment, high quality cowboys coming from all over the United States to participate. It's an awesome opportunity. Thursday evening is also kids' night. So kids get in free with a donation of a canned good to the Flint Hills Bread Basket. So that's a pretty awesome opportunity as well. Friday night is the Tough Enough to Wear Pink performance. And then Saturday night are the finals.
That's the money night for the cowboys.
Exactly.
And cowgirls.
The night that they're all waiting on.
And Karen, looking at the Kaw Valley Rodeo, we talked about a little bit from the CVB perspective, but regionally, this is a pretty big draw because when it comes to rodeos this size, I mean, you don't see them just everywhere like this.
Right, absolutely. And many times what we see is as people come in, they're coming in for the day. They don't necessarily stay in our hotels for this, but they come in for the day. There's a lot of activity that takes place at the fairgrounds that can keep our visitors busy. It's beautiful that the Riley County Fairgrounds are at Seco Park. So if you're coming for the day, obviously you have the livestock that you can view that our 4-H'ers have worked with all year, so you can see those exhibits. But also you can enjoy the Ottawa Amusement Carnival that will be there. If you want to take a break, certainly Seco Park is right there for you to enjoy. If you're an avid tennis player, or if you wanted to bring your skateboard, you could take advantage of the skate park. There's a lot of activities that take place in Seco Park itself, but you'll see during this time that it's really filled with livestock trailers and cowboys are getting ready to compete. It's just a fun, busy time, and as people come in for the day to enjoy, certainly Manhattan does that very well, and thanks to Jennifer and her team for all of their work to make this happen.
It's America at its finest.
Yes.
Americana.
Much so. And like Karen said, we're in the middle of the park. The swimming pool is there, so you can cool off in the middle of the day if you want to. You can bring a picnic, but there's also lots of fair food to be had. You know, that's one of my favorite parts of the fair is cotton candy and funnel cakes and all that good
barbecue
stuff.
Too. There's some good barbecue.
Why is it you're both looking at me?
We listen to your morning show. You're usually telling us about the latest with Oreos.
Hey, nailed I bet it. He could come out and get some fried Oreos.
And?
Yeah, there you go.
You know, Brady, didn't you say you've never had fried Oreos?
I never had a fried Oreo. No.
You can get anything fried or on a stick at the county fair.
I know
yes,
that.
There you go. So, Brady, we'll see you at the fair.
I'll have to double my exercise routine now.
You can run out. You got to work up to this. Yep, you really got to pace yourself. Well, some of the best lemonade and limeade you will ever experience.
Mm-hmm. And it's usually perfect weather for a lemonade or limeade at the time, especially if you find a cherry lime.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you met. That's probably one of my favorite parts about any county fair is just that fresh squeezed lemonade or limeade. That's where it's at.
Right.
That's good stuff.
And you will be able to get one of those at the Riley County Fair.
And Jennifer, also talk a little bit about, just going back to the Call Valley Rodeo, the venue, Wells Arena. It's a very good venue for the Call Valley Rodeo.
It is an excellent venue. And, you know, the Call Valley Rodeo Association spends a lot of time and has a lot of volunteers who work to keep that arena in tip-top shape. They have won PRCA awards for that arena, and so it's a great opportunity to be in an award-winning arena and see an award-winning rodeo.
Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more with Riley County Extension Director Jennifer Wilson about the Riley County Fair. Also, the first time on the hot seats coming up. Get ready for that. Also have Karen Hibbert in studio. More in Focus coming up.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they